When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the SIF spoil for Stillwater. We're going to check out all the hanging threads, romances, jokes, Easter eggs, cameos, deaths, resurrections, and post-credit sequences.
Oh, they'll die.
For Stillwater.
That is the most authentic and accurate French accent.
Is that okay? Heard. Like, you know, I'm always like, you know, it's right. Like, we can do French accents and British accents, like European accents. We're allowed. Yeah. Like, that's an okay thing to do. That's not appropriation.
I think most Western European countries are fair game.
Oh, even Phil put down Zeldai. Yeah. See. Yeah. In the chat, so...
Yeah. Okay, guys, let's talk about this. I'm not sure, as always, exactly where to start. We kind of jump around and talk about, like, different things. I think one of the things I definitely wanted to do was talk about all the different choices that these characters are making when I was talking about kind of the theme of the movie. Like, even straight from the beginning of the inciting incident, right? Like, we find out eventually... It, correct me if I'm wrong. This is how I understood it. Eventually, we find out that the daughter character who was in prison did know the guy that killed her roommate and, in fact, sent him over there to kick her out. That was my understanding is what she's saying happened. That
I mean,
she,
yeah.
was,
no,
she was...
might be... I think that it was supposed to be that she did just meet him at a bar and was like, maybe...
Correct.
So she didn't know him. Like, she didn't know where to find him. She wasn't, like, good friends with him or anything.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Correct. But she met this guy and then was like, she was so mad at her roommate and was just like, I want you to go over there and
kick her
get
out.
Her out. And that kick her. I think, are we supposed to believe that when he is saying, are we supposed to believe that he misinterpreted that to kill her or that he just got carried away and killed
her? I think
her?
Misinterpreted.
Because I think so too.
Not
I think
great we're supposed English. To. And she's great at French
right.
at this point, like current day.
Right.
But that's after 4 years in a French prison. At that point, her French was probably not amazing. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, whatever, like weird Frenchless translation to get rid of her, you know. And he's like, okay, get rid of her. Yes. And you're paying me to do this. I'll go do it. Like, I'm a rough guy from the quote wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah.
Like, I can do this for you for money.
Right. So starting from just the inciting incident, which obviously we don't find out till the very end, but you know, we're dealing with caring about somebody so much that your emotions get the best of you and you make a poor decision and there are consequences to that decision, right? Like this is kind of built into the decisions these characters are making. Her dad, when the judge says, you know, no, we can't reopen this.
Don't give her false
on hearsay evidence. Don't give her false hope. What's he do? He loves her so much. He's working in emotion. He can't help but just give her false hope. All the way down to kidnapping and imprisoning, you know, somebody, right? Like, so, like, and then you've got along with that, he asks a child to keep that secret. Like, and again, it all comes from what he thinks is a place of love, you know, and doing the right thing. Then you've got the new woman in his life, the mom of the child in France, who makes the decision to free the person instead of turning him in. Like, you know, like everybody is making decisions that are morally at best gray, at worst, you know, wrong. And, it all happens because they care so much about, you know, the person. And there's this conversation they have... Is it at the end where she's like, why are we like this?
That's what I was talking about, where she's like, why are we like this? She says that actually whenever they go to the cliffs to swim.
Yes, that's right. It is.
That's when
cliffs.
She has that conversation. Yeah. It's at the very end where I said it felt like there was two different people than what I'd known throughout the whole movie, because him going back to Oklahoma after all that, it's just like he was a different person then. And that's whenever he's like, no, it doesn't look familiar at all. It doesn't look like home.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't like that part? Was it you had a problem with that?
I did. I love that part,
actually. Oh, okay. Yeah. Because he's changed. He's been changed by everything and is trying to figure it out. But that whole conversation about why do we do this, the conversation she has with the mom where it's like, you know, he's going to mess this up. It's just what we do. We mess things up. You know, like there's this underlying thread of, you know, in her case, she's talking about their family, but I think in the movie, it's talking about humanity. Like, it's this idea that this is what we do. We mess things up. You know, we are emotional beings that make poor choices, especially in relationships. And I found it really interesting. They're just all those different places that I just started to tie together thematically, and it just made sense to me. So, you're
absolutely right. I just stopped thinking about it past that familial explanation of like why are you and I like this? Is it in our DNA to do this? You know, I know you're a screw up. Now I'm a screw up. Did I inherit this from you? Mm-hmm. I'm trying my best not to be you. I try to get away from you. I moved to a different country, and yet I still screw up just like you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's still a screw up. It's not like he's learned his lesson or anything. He screws up with Maya and them. And that whenever he gets kicked out and then he's like hugging her goodbye is like so heartbreaking.
Yeah. That's rough. That scene is rough, man. Like, and again, a lot of it has to do with how incredible the performances are. But when he comes into her room the first time and tries to say goodbye and she won't look away from her iPad or whatever, and the camera is kind of like low, like shooting the iPad, her eye line, and him in the doorway, and she has just like this look on it. She is so good in that scene. I bought it. I believed it. And just how confusing it must have been for her, and you know, father figure that had come into her life and was, you know, having such a positive time with, to have to deal with the weight of, I can't believe you made me hold this secret, you know, like even though she may not have words to say it, like, it's just, you can't do that to a kid, you know. So yeah,
but what the movie does well is that it makes you believe that this is something these characters would do. You fully believe that Matt Damon would, like, hey, I'm gonna put Maya in the truck,
see,
knock this guy
out. I didn't feel that way, and that's part of the reason that I didn't like
I 100% like, oh, he yeah.
Oh, is that the part you were talking about? Is that the part you didn't like?
I didn't like that he kidnapped the guy. I was like, this is really out of character. Like, I get that. It pissed me off. I was like, this is,
maybe it's because we know those people.
That's true. I'm not from that part of the country. I don't know. You know, I'm also not somebody who's ever lived in like a, you know, more like a blue collar kind of like working area.
There is I'm not trying to cast aspersions or anything, but there is a cultural attitude in many areas of the country
you mess with mine,
I will mess with you. Fair, like, you know, like there's. Yeah. You know, like there's an eye for an eye kind of, that's how justice is seen by a lot of people, vigilante-wise even.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes between a father and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Especially, like, that is, like, the most sacred thing ever. So, like, whenever he saw him and he's like, you are the guy that is responsible for my girl being in jail. I thought he could have done way worse than kidnapping him. I really thought he could have done way worse. And I would have believed it.
I didn't know if there was a dead body or a live body in the back of the truck. I knew the body was in the back of the van, yeah. But I didn't know if he had killed him or not. Until the movie lets you know pretty quickly kind of what's going on. Oh,
and it made me really mad that he did it while Maya was there. Like, I think I would have forgiven him.
Oh, yeah, no, that's the point.
And I understand that that's the point and stuff like that. Like, I get where you guys are coming from, but just for me, it was something that was like, I went from being this movie where I'm like, oh, this guy's kind of, you know, he's a little rough around the edges type of thing, mm-hmm. but a character that I still... you know, can kind of almost empathize with, right? Like, I very mm-hmm. much empathize yes. with parental characters as a parent. And then, like, mm-hmm. he went so far that I was like, oh, this is not only endangering your, like, surrogate daughter, this is also endangering your daughter who you claim to be doing this for. So it was one that I got really mad at the character, and then I was, like, mad for the rest of the movie, which is the yep. movie affecting me, which is, again, why I said that it was, like, a solid right. liked it. I still right. liked the movie, but I was just so, like, pissed
yeah.
at him. I was like, ugh, like, I can't believe he did that.
Yeah, he really screwed it up. He really yeah. screwed it up, and I think
it's one of those moments where he just yeah. sees red.
Yeah.
That's all.
The movie sets it up really well, though, in the fact that he has a previous encounter where he is kicking himself for not doing something more. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
there's, you know, the movie sets up the fact that he feels like he blew his chance to be who he needed to be for his daughter. And so he is not going to let that happen again. She's sleeping. Yeah. I feel like she's safe. I know I can go do this. We from the outside are all looking and going, you're an idiot. You're wrong. This is immoral for you to make this decision to do this right now. Even
but
just,
I get it.
But right. But the movie has made it so you understand the character, you know, like,
yeah.
And I just, again, when we talk about giving the movie credit for going there, for making choices, this is what I'm talking about. It's making choices and it's saying, this character that I have put in your life in this way that you see as a full human being, you know, capable and deserving of love and, you know, change and all those things, is about to make a terrible, horrible choice. How are you going to react? And how can you then look at yourself and go, where do I make terrible, horrible choices because I'm human? You know, like the message is, it's doing a beautiful thing that movies don't usually do, which is, this is what humans look like. You know, and it's not, this is what movie characters look like. This is what humans look like. And that's really powerful and important to do, I think. So, yeah. I really liked it. I liked that choice and most of the choices, especially down the end. The only time I was like, oh, that was a little convenient, a little quick, was her letting him out. They really bang, bang, bang that decision. And I know why they do it. It's a story reason. They want a little bit of the suspense there and they don't want you to, you know, think about it too long. But the, you know, the detective character comes by and asks about him. She had just, I think before that, she had just happened to see the padlock key in the room.
Got, like, or whatever. Off the window and then, sill.
Yeah, got knocked off the windowsill, and then she, you know, she decides not only to go look, but let him out before the police get there. There's a little bit of, you know, plot armor convenience stuff going on there, but you know, nothing worth taking me out of the movie for, really. So yeah.
Whew.
Anything else? No, that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, like, this, obviously, the big spoiler thing that we can't talk about during the podcast proper, but...
I liked the detective's meeting scenes.
Oh.
There's a real humanity to that detective, and when he sees the hair, and he's like, how did you get this? And they even included a scene where I think Andrew aged about 7 years, but they included a scene where the detectives are all
They're all sitting around talking about the case.
Because again, the real life story that they were heavily marketing this on, that's like one of the big things about that is the media was so, there was such a media frenzy surrounding the case that was painting the like main girl in like a terrible light. Like literally they were talking, I think they called her like a demon lesbian or something like that. And that was like exactly to real life. They were saying that there was like sex cults and like all these like sensationalized like things to just turn this like person who was, at least in the real life situation, kind of just an innocent bystander. And in this slightly less innocent, but still a bystander, like, I mean, she had knowledge that she kept, which is also like, I found that kind of interesting that like in Stillwater, she is a, I still think that she's not at fault, but as soon as she decides to keep that information from the police, I think because she was a child who was in a foreign country, who was probably not being given the best counsel. And she was talking to people, there's a language barrier and it's terrifying. She's far away. Like, I get it. But also it's like, oh, like how could this have changed if she had just told them, not he stole my purse and killed her. I told him to get her out of the apartment. And he did this thing that I didn't want them to do. And like, it's just interesting to kind of like see that as that's a very like complex thing is like, how much is she at fault and how much does she think she's at fault because of that? When like, I don't really think she is, you know, like there was a miscommunication, a terrible one, but yeah, it's a overall, the movie was great. There was just a couple things that I was like,
I love at the end that the, you know, the Matt Damon character, in order to tell Abigail he knows, the Abigail Breslin character he knows, he basically just says, hey, I got you this necklace. And she knows immediately where, like, there's a lot unspoken there that I thought that worked really well, both in a character way for that character. And
so did Abigail give the one kid, Akeem, I think is what his name was, I think.
Yeah.
Did she give him the necklace as payment?
Yeah, like that was the idea. Well, she's like, yeah, take my gold necklace and go get her out.
He literally said, like, Akeem, when he was like trying in broken English to describe to the the father, he was like, I give you necklace now, and then I give you money later. Like, he was like, it said Stillwater, you know, and that was like how he knew he was telling the truth.
Yeah. I couldn't tell, like, because he was speaking in broken English, I couldn't tell if he was saying the girl with the Stillwater necklace or she gave me the necklace. So I didn't know which one it was. So,
Yeah, I really like this movie. I really do. I think there's some really good work here. I was surprised because it feels like kind of a Oscar bait dump, you know, where it's like we're this was meant to be an Oscar bait kind of movie, but we're going to throw it in the middle of the summer because we don't think it has any Oscar chances. And so I wasn't expecting a lot, but no, I think it really works. I think it works on a lot of levels. So other than the fact that it's a century long, you know, that's what it has going against it.
That's what it has.
Thanks for listening to the SIF Spoil, guys. Not sure if we'll be back to spoil Suicide Squad next week. We'll see if there's any big things we need to talk about with that. But next time we need to spoil something, we'll see you here. Bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.